What is the lesson? That has been my go-to question for, I would say, the past couple of weeks. Like, there's just been a common theme, and I keep looking for the lessons of situations that I'm in or something that I'm going through, things that I go through throughout my day, throughout my week. And I've just been asking this one question. What is the lesson? Welcome back to another episode of Power of the Middle. And let's just dive into reframing. Reframing a situation, reframing an obstacle, reframing a challenge, reframing a conversation. It all comes down to your perspective. And I heard this quote by Trent Shelton, your perspective is either your prison or your power. I mean, how true is that? The way that you see things leads to what you attract, how you think, how you move through your day, how you move through your life, who you are. It's all up to you based on how you choose to see things, based on your perspective. So it could either be your prison or your power. Let me just define what reframing is according to Google. So reframing is the process of changing one's perspective, interpretation, or mindset about a situation, person, or experience. It involves shifting from a negative or limiting viewpoint to a more positive, empowering, or constructive one. It really is that process of changing your focus, changing the way you view something. There's two ways to look at things. And of course, that comes down to the situation you're in, and everybody has their own set of challenges. So think of reframing, refreshing a browser on your computer just to start fresh. You're deleting the history. That's kind of like you're reframing the thought. The first thought comes in complaining about a situation or complaining about the challenge or looking at everything that's going wrong. And then you just hit refresh and you get to start fresh. And the way to do that is to really ask yourself better questions in the situation. Because if you go down complaining spiral, the negative spiral, why is this happening to me? What is going on? This keeps happening. That keeps happening. This one said something to me. This is happening outside of myself. All these things just keep occurring in my life. That is absolute done, period. Or you have the other option to ask yourself better questions. And this is where the reframe comes in. What is the lesson? What can I learn? What can I take away from this? I mean, if you're dealing, whether it's hearing so many no's and you feel like you just keep getting rejected, if you're starting something new, if you're pitching yourself, if you're putting yourself out there, if you're trying to close that business deal and you keep hearing no, 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 that can feel so defeating. And I'm not taking away how disappointing and defeating it can feel. Now it's your choice to reframe this situation, because you can either give up or sit in the nothing is working, or you could be like, okay, where can I shift? Where can I provide value to this person? What am I missing? What is the lesson here? Can my approach be different? And when you ask yourself these questions, you now open new ways of thinking. You will also receive new answers, and then you create that ability to figure it out. And when you put the ownership on your ability, your capabilities, not only do you build resilience within yourself, but you also find new ways and new opportunities to solve the problem you're in, which then leads to growth. Say you're faced with self-doubt. You're faced with imposter syndrome. You can sit in the self-doubt and allow it to stop you. When you're in self-doubt, that is already a signal, not that you're not good enough, that you're doing something that you haven't done before. The doubt comes in because it's not familiar. That is truly a signal where it's like, oh, of course I'm feeling doubt. I've never done this before. I never put myself out there in this way. I never went on this date. I never went to this meeting. I never went to this event. I never sent this email. So the reframe for self-doubt can be something like, wow, of course I am feeling this way because I haven't done this before and the doubt is protecting me. So what can I do to move through this? Like, what's my next action step? And then you feel better on the other end, because I have been someone that got stuck in self-doubt for so long, doubting myself. It did keep me stagnant and it kept me the same. It kept me just really stuck in my own thought until I reframed it and I realized that this is so normal. And now I get to learn how to move through this, because on the other side of it is, I don't know, honestly, it's the unknown, but I can be certain of my ability, of what I do next, of the action that I take. I feel like it's such a powerful tool, the reframe. It's kind of even like, let's say you're reorganizing your living room. You're not really changing the furniture. You're just moving things around to make it more aesthetically pleasing, more peaceful, more comfortable. So it's just putting a new frame around a situation, because we cannot control certain situations. We can't control certain challenges. But what I do know is that we could control how we look at the situation and what we think about it and what we say about it. I get a lot of, it's easier said than done. I get it. But you know what's also easier? It's easier to just stay in the way you think. It's easier to just stay in the things that you do. But you're still searching for that feeling. You're searching for whether it's a feeling of fulfillment, whether it's a feeling of happiness, whether it's a feeling of accomplishment, success, whatever that feeling is that you're searching for. Comes on the other side of not doing the easy things. It comes on the other side of putting these things into practice day in and day out and really focusing on that mindset piece about how you think, your attitude towards your day or your situation. And it doesn't mean that every day you're going to be in this, oh my God, I'm just looking at everything in a good way. No, there's days where we do complain and we do sit in it. And then there's other days where, what is the lesson? Even if you spend days complaining about something, you could still ask yourself that one go-to question. What is the lesson? What is God trying to show me? Where can I take control of this situation? Where can I say things differently? Where can I do things differently? It's just a way from shifting of why does this keep happening to me, or why is this happening to me, to what is the lesson? What do I need to learn? Where is the opportunity? Because we have so little control of everything, but we do have control of what we think and how we look at our challenges and how we respond to a tough situation and how we talk to ourselves. It all begins in the conversations that you're having. I challenge you to observe the way that you speak to others about situations. Last week, I was overhearing a conversation. It was, congratulations, your son got married. It was such a beautiful wedding. And then the mother responds, oh my gosh, they missed their flight for the honeymoon. And then all the things that went wrong when it was such a happy occasion. And I was just observing, no judgment. And I was like, wow, there's really two ways to look at this. Like, your child just got married. Such a happy occasion. So exciting. It was a beautiful wedding. Or you could just look at everything that went wrong around the wedding, around the honeymoon, around the flights, around the dress. Two ways to look at it. And how, what you say and how you think does affect how you feel. It does affect your physiology. It does affect the energy in your body. Begin to observe the way that you answer people. Observe the conversations you have, how you speak, what you speak about, and begin to shift it, because you'll just feel better. That's what it's all about. Like, we're always seeking to feel good or to feel better. Every action we take, everything we do, we're either avoiding a feeling or we're chasing a feeling. And if you could come back to the present moment, be present and feel what you're feeling and observe what you're saying and observe what you're thinking, and begin with those little shifts, like asking yourself better questions to leave it open-ended. You don't have to really chase anything or avoid anything, because you're like right here, right now. So just bring it back to today. Ask yourself better questions, because your perspective shapes your experiences, and your experiences shapes your days, and your days shapes your life. How do you choose to look at something today that you've been complaining about? How do you choose to respond to the situation that you're in that isn't your ideal? And how do you choose to speak about it, whether it's to yourself or to others? And look for the lessons, because what you look for, you will find. Think of that red car theory, right? Where if you look for a red car, all of a sudden you're going to start seeing all the red cars on the highway and everywhere you drive. Or if you want a certain car or you're shopping for a certain car, all of a sudden you'll see that car on the road everywhere. That's the same thing with the things that we attract in our life. What you focus on, you bring attention to. What you focus on, you will attract in your life. So look for the lessons, look for the good things, look for the joy in the day, look for those moments of peace. And then over time, it will compound to the feelings that you are chasing. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope you got at least one thing out of it, one thing that can help you move forward through your day, through the opportunities, through the struggles, through all of it. So until next time, thank you.